Hello! Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we talk about movies with queer women.
Yeah.
With an X, I guess. We're open.
With a Y.
With a Y or an X. Either
no,
one.
X. Yes, you're right. What am I talking about?
Except this.
Women, the Y is old.
Yeah.
The X is new.
Yeah. I think the Y is more exclusionary than the X.
Yes. I completely understand.
But anyway, it doesn't matter because the movie we're talking about today is not like any kind of gender exploration. It is straight up cis white women. But.
Yeah, but.
It's a great movie and it's called Imagine Me and You.
Yay.
Everyone's favorite lesbian rom-com. Which is maybe the only true lesbian rom-com.
Oh my god, yes, this is definitely a rom-com.
It's
so funny.
Notting Hill and Love Actually wrapped into one, but with lesbians.
Which makes it way better than most of those movies.
I'm not a fan of either of those movies.
Oh my god.
I used to be obsessed with Love Actually so much.
I'm so happy you said that because I don't actually love Love Actually.
I loved it for so many years, and now that I've seen it like recently, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, that movie is terrible.
That's exactly it. I think I saw it like in high school, and then I saw it again like as an adult, and I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Like, everything about this is gross and not good.
Listen, I'm here with the like rude facts.
That movie sucks.
We don't like your movie.
I once said that at work and everyone like lost their fucking minds at me. I was like, listen,
like
I'm gay.
In 2000 whatever.
Yeah, 2000 whatever it is.
Yeah, probably around the same time as this, right?
Yeah,
because this movie is 2005.
2000, yeah, or right? 2006. That's what I have.
Oh, I have 2005. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
We can fight about it.
Listen. Actually, when did you first hear about this movie?
Oh, good question.
Or when you first saw it.
I don't even remember. I feel like it wasn't actually that long ago. It was like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I came out really late.
Okay.
I'm very new to queer culture, like, relatively speaking, even though I'm pretty obsessed with queer culture and I know a lot of it.
She's really good at it, too.
I try. But yeah, like, it was pretty recent, probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
What about you?
I saw this movie in theaters when it came out.
How old are you?
15.
Oh, my God.
15, 16.
I'm a little jealous of your adolescence, I'm not going to lie.
I know.
I was so closeted.
I was closeted to my family, not my friends.
I was closeted to myself.
I know. I understand. Yeah, I was pretty open with myself.
Yeah. And like, I know. We've talked about this before.
13 onward. But
I think that's so rad.
Also, shout out to my friends, Lauren and Danielle, who went to the movies with me. Thanks, guys. I don't remember exactly how I found out about this movie, but I found out that it was playing in my area, which I'm from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes to Rhode Island ever.
I read something on Wikipedia. Of course, I didn't write it down, but it like made a bunch of money.
This movie.
Like, I think, and it premiered at like number 10 in Amsterdam or something
good.
Like that.
It freaking should.
Yeah. And actually, one of the things, I don't know if you watched this on Amazon, but I own the movie on Amazon Prime, so that's where I watched it.
No
they
bragging.
Have, like, no bragging. It cost me $2.99. They have like trivia. And one of the things, they didn't have that much, but one of the things it said was that this movie was originally conceived as a heterosexual love story. And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
If this movie was hetero, it would have been the most boring fucking thing in the whole world.
So I actually thought about this a ton.
Yeah. Were you trying to picture it?
Well.
And getting bored and falling asleep.
Yes. And then I was like, but then what does that say about me that I suddenly, when it's lesbians, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't think it says anything about you per se. I think it says something about pop culture and like culture and society in general.
Like, why am I so fucking thirsty for this?
I think it's because like we just want to see ourselves and like we want to see ourselves even in the stupid things, because straight people get all the things.
Yeah,
they get the good things and the stupid things, and we want both of those things.
We want
too.
All of them too,
all of it, including this really cheesy.
Oh, it's so cheesy.
So and cheesy and cute and weird and dumb.
Yeah, I remember like I said, I don't remember how I came across it, but I found out it was playing in my area, and I was like, okay, guys, like, if you love me, you'll come to see this with me. And they did. And it
good
was
friends.
Yeah, it was only us and a random guy similar to your
blow. Yes, blow when I mouth. Saw Blow Her Mouth. Except I really think you probably had a better experience. I was just worried he was jerking off the whole time. Like,
ew,
I know.
Ew,
I'm sorry. Ew. Sorry to bring it there.
Well, let's be real. I think I thought that at the
this,
time, too.
This movie is not a porn.
No, this movie is not really jerk-off worthy.
No.
Like, sorry, guys.
Not even for the gays. The gay women.
But yeah, I think I actually, like, cried a lot of the time.
Really?
Watching it, because I was so excited. I was so hyped to finally see this movie. And, like, you know, I only recently kind of, like, come out to myself, mm-hmm. you know, within the past, like, year or two. Mm-hmm. And I was still, like, I still, like, felt really weird, like, not sneaking out of my house.
I remember
that feeling.
But, like,
going to, and just saying to my parents, like, I'm going to the movies with Lauren and Danielle. Mm-hmm.
Like, you felt like you had to hide something.
Yeah, and, like, my parents did not give a rat's ass about where I was.
Yeah.
They cared a little bit about the gay thing.
Oh, okay.
But,
my bad, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. But, like, they're fine now. But it's just, like, at that time, like, it felt so, like, scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a lot of emotions during that film.
Was it the first time you'd seen, like, a pop culture thing, like a movie or a TV show that had, like, lesbians as main characters?
No. The first gay movie I ever saw was Truth About Jane, which...
I've never heard of that.
Which people have a lot of feelings about.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait for this.
The reason why you haven't heard of it is because it's a Lifetime movie.
Oh.
Which, if you want cheesy...
Wait, I think you told me about it, actually.
Yes, I did.
You told me about it. Okay.
Because I showed you the most bomb-ass cover ever.
Oh, wait, is this the one with Stalker Channing? Oh, my gosh, I cannot wait to watch this movie.
But this was the first movie I saw in theaters that was, like, a gay lady-centric one. The second one was Carol. That was, like, a long time in between.
I was just going to say,
can we be fucking honest, dog? Can we be honest, dog?
Wow, that's a really long time.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were, like, some that came in the middle,
yeah.
But not maybe one, maybe two.
I'm trying to think if I've seen, besides Carol, like, oh, well, Disobedience, obviously, but... Like, before Carol, I wonder if
What was life like before Carol? I mean, like, honestly.
I don't know. BC? What was life like BC?
Oh, my God. I'm not saying that's history, but it's fucking history.
Oh, my God.
This is excellent. Also, this movie's rated R. What the fuck?
It is?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, it's rated R for language and sexual material.
That is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I don't even have sex.
That's a hate crime.
It is.
It's homophobic as fuck.
It really is, and that's, like, a pretty
There's
common...
There's no sex in this movie.
No. And it's pretty common, I feel like, for a lot of gay films, especially in, like, the 90s and before.
Yeah.
Not that this was... But it's, like, I remember there being, like, a huge thing, like, what the fuck? This is, like, the most, like, cheesy-ass shit ever.
Yeah, this should be rated PG.
PG-13.
There's a kid in it. Okay,
PG-13. There's a kid in it.
A precocious child.
Yeah, they do swear, but, like...
Not even that much.
No, nothing.
I can't remember them swearing. I'm sure they did it, but...
They throw an F-bomb in there.
Yeah.
But, like...
Okay, but that's PG-13, then.
Yeah.
At most.
In America.
In America, where if it's PG, you can still, like, have gore and guts and violence everywhere.
Yeah, instead of, you know, have... lovey.
That is really
lesbians.
Shocking to me that it
right?
was rated R. Wow.
I truly, yeah, when we think about it, yeah, like, you were exaggerating when you said it's a hate crime. It kind of is.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to sneak into that movie.
Wow.
I was not of age.
Oh, man.
Let's be real. Except I didn't sneak in. They just let me in.
Yeah.
Because it was a very small theater. I was just like, whatever.
Like, you're not two. You can go in.
Yeah. So, anyway... Like 10
minutes
talking
about this movie.
Okay, so it opens up with Rachel on her wedding day.
Yes. Rachel's getting married. Rachel is played by Piper Perabo, who this is, what, her second lesbian role?
Yes.
Which I didn't see the first one, but I've heard about it.
What? You haven't seen
Lost I assume I'm watching. We're going to watch it for this.
Of course. Guys. Don't lose faith.
This is also my education, this podcast. Anyway,
I've seen
Piper Perabo, who is, like, very... I just remember her in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Side note, Alison Stoner is in that movie as a small child. And Alison Stoner is also... I think she's bisexual, actually, but she, like, there was something. Anyway.
Who's that?
She's a dancer. Okay, you would probably know her from the Missy Elliott video.
Oh, I know her.
Never yeah, mind. Yeah.
The little girl?
The little girl.
With the pigtails?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, she's the bomb. She's a great dancer.
Yeah, she's a great dancer.
I knew the name sounded familiar.
Yeah. But Piper Perabo, she's, like, she has this very innocent face. She's, like, very straight presenting.
She does look very straight presenting.
She's very straight presenting. And she's very excited about her wedding because she's marrying her best friend, whose name is Heck.
Heck. Hecky.
Hector, but everyone calls him Heck.
I was like, for the longest time, I was like, what could Heck stand for? Like, what?
I know. It wasn't until I rewatched this that I heard him say his full name at the very beginning when he was introducing himself to Luz. He was like, I'm Hector. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so he's just Heck. And...
What the
hecky? That's your thing. I say that all the time. I say, what the hecky?
That's like, my favorite thing about you. One of my favorite things.
The only good thing about me. Yeah, so her family's gathered. You get a good sense of how her family dynamic is like.
Her family's pretty quirky. Like, she has this sister whose name is H for Henrietta, mm-hmm. but everyone calls her H or H because H. they're in... Britain.
No.
And she's, like, very precocious. And she's a lot younger.
Yes.
And it's funny because she has a lot of funny lines. Like, mm-hmm. She's very much a stereotypical precocious child, but I laugh at her lines. Like, yeah, she said something like, I'm H for Henrietta, but really... It stands for Jesus H. Christ, because that's what my mom said when she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. The first thing she says is, why is the alphabet in that old?
Oh, yeah. I love that part. I have a question.
And mom is like, nobody knows, nobody cares.
Yeah. Like, shut up. Your sister's in a wedding dress.
Her dad's a little aloof. And
yeah, Giles.
Yes, from... Buffet the Vampire.
Buffet. Okay, his character at the wedding was exactly how my dad is at weddings. Like, making speeches that probably shouldn't be made, dancing like a maniac. No offense, Dad, I love you. I think you're great at weddings. But I'm just saying, you're just like Giles. That's a compliment.
Yeah, he's one of the best characters in this movie. He's one of the most lovable.
He is one of the most lovable.
Yeah. Out for him.
He's almost a little much sometimes.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely, like, aloof where you're like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, to the point like, where,
what
like,
are you even saying?
Like,
actually, I couldn't understand a lot of what he said.
He does like, mumble a lot.
Yeah, he just mumbles
a lot. It's crazy.
Anyway, so, Rachel's getting married, and Luce is the florist that does their flowers. And they fall in love immediately when they see each other across the room. Rachel is literally walking down the aisle. She looks to the side, and there's Luce.
And they lock eyes.
And they lock eyes, and they're in love.
Yep.
But it takes them the whole movie to figure it out.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, not figure it out, but like...
Lesbians.
Yeah. Typical lesbians.
Not really.
They have to stare at each other a lot.
Yes. That's like the only, like... No, it's not really the only... I was going to say, this movie's pretty, like, fast-paced in terms of, like, the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, especially in the beginning, and then you have this moment where, like, everything stops.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is probably, you know, like, most weddings are in the morning. Yeah. It's like rush, 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 rush.
Yeah.
And then, you have this moment of, like,
Yeah. Except it's supposed to be between the people who are getting married.
Oh, right. I forgot about
Whereas
the heteros.
Whereas this is, like, boring heteros.
Totes.
I mean, gay people get married, too.
Yeah, sometimes. I guess, maybe. I wrote, they lock eyes as Rachel walks down the aisle, because of course.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny, because speaking of gay marriage, like, Luce has a line where she's like, I think Heck asks her if she's going to get married, or if she wants to get married, and she said... Well, maybe now that the laws have changed. And this was 2005, so I guess it must have been then that in England they changed
shortly,
it. And
yeah, shortly before.
Good job, U.S. It only took you 10 more years.
Gross.
So they're at the wedding.
Yeah, and...
The flowers are beautiful.
They are so beautiful.
The women are beautiful.
The women are excellent.
The men are total trash.
You know what, though? I really like Heck.
Okay, I don't hate Heck. I really don't. I do hate Coop.
Oh, he sucks.
I also hate Rob. They suck so much.
Rob is
everything
disgusting.
Out of their mouths. I'm like,
misogynist.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You are the worst part of the patriarchy. I hate you so much.
Yeah. Coop has, like, some... He has, like, one redeeming moment later on, but most...
He
like,
does win.
When I think at least it's kind of cute when after they leave the dinner party and Coop knows that Luce is gay and he's like kind of joking with her and he's like, I want to go back to my place, and then they have coffee together.
I'm confused as to why Luce gives him any time.
I think she
at
just
all.
Thinks he's funny.
But he's not.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not saying
no.
I would.
He says he's a cure for lesbianism.
Yeah, that's true. That's disgusting.
I'm
but
like, shut up, dude.
He also gets caught in when he's at the dinner party and he's like, anyone can change teams. And then he realizes, like, wait, no, that means me too.
That was pretty funny. He was like, well, not anyone, because, like, I wouldn't. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I laughed at that part.
Yeah, I like to laugh at him. I don't really... Yeah. Like, he wouldn't be my friend at all.
No. Oh, God, no.
But you're right. And why does Luce really
I don't know.
Give him the time of day?
I really don't know.
It's strange.
He's, like, trying to pursue her, and she's really not into it.
Like, really hard.
Yeah.
He doesn't take no for an answer.
No.
Kinda I mean, like he does Dallas. Eventually, but, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
He's, like, kind of like Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, she
I
can't
gotta
stop talking
about that movie. I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
She was emanating the... Worst parts about the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, world's worst reception music.
I was going to ask you about the music in this movie because there's another part that I just literally laughed so hard when...
DDR.
DDR?
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, well, that part too.
Okay.
But I was thinking of the scene where Rachel and Heck are like... In bed, it's like a Sunday morning or something. They're like reading the paper and having breakfast or coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that's playing, I wrote down the lyrics. It's just like so incongruent with what's happening. So they're
oh,
like,
God. Yeah, I know.
What does it say? It's called "I Should Be Suspended from Class."
Yeah.
I don't know my elbow from my ass.
I'm
like, why are you playing? And it was like loud. Like,
yeah.
It was like over the scene, like as it was transitioning.
Yeah. Like the music itself was nice. The lyrics were. Not appropriate.
But
speaking of the music, because I do like I like the instrumental music that they've made for this movie. Everything else was basically garbage.
Well, I mean, the movie's kind of based on a song, which is Imagine Me and You, or whatever it's called,
whatever it is.
That's a lyric at least.
Yeah,
from it.
We can't sing it, so don't ask us
But if you watch the movie, then you'll know the song.
Then
you won't be able to get it out of your head because it's one of those earworms that just
it
I've
really
been singing
is.
It in my head for
it's
ever since I watched
nice.
This.
I'm just bopping along to it right now. All right, let's see. So back to the wedding. They have like that. D-I-S-C-O song, the disco. She's disco. Did you hear that one?
No. I'm going to go back and watch it again.
It's the worst song ever. So basically, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, you guys, next time you watch it, first time you watch it, listen to the lyrics of that song, you'll die.
Oh my gosh. It's funny because the music and the clothes in this movie are so dated. They're so indicative of the early aughts. Like, everything. Like, the flare jeans and, like, the baby girl or, like, the baby doll t-shirts and, yeah.
Yeah.
The music and
I think
the
it is,
hair.
It is very much
the
like
hats.
Britain during that time, too.
Also, these people are wealthy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They
definitely.
Are rolling in money.
Oh, yeah. That is true. That's
yeah.
something I never thought of.
Yeah.
But you're right. They
Their
are
apartment
loaded.
Is, like... Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And they just, like, bid on this couch. That was a weird scene.
Yeah. But yeah, Heck has a really good job.
Yeah, his office overlooks all of London and like glass walls.
And he has a very like intense job where he like yells at people on the phone and then feels bad about it, which he should.
He lies to them.
Yeah, and he doesn't like that.
No, he has a conscience. Yeah. But he also makes a lot of money, so he keeps his job until the end. And Rob is his boss, and Rob is disgusting. But so. They're at the wedding. Rob decides to be disgusting, comes up to Rachel, who is hanging out by the punch, because she dropped her wedding ring into the punch. Like, somehow it came off of her hand.
I call fucking bullshit. That shit was sized.
Yeah, seriously. You got the money for the perfect ring, perfect size.
Mm-hmm. You're not telling me nothing.
You threw it in there on purpose. I'm just kidding.
She did, though. She was like, gotta get that girl.
Yeah.
Blink.
That was, I mean, it was smooth because Luz came over and was like, hey, what are you doing over here by the punch all by yourself?
I like that we're making her like, hey.
She's not like that at all. And Rachel's like, oh, ha, 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 I dropped my ring in there. And oh, Luz is like, did you try the ladle? And she's like, yes.
And then, like, get the fuck out of here.
This is also kind of, this whole scene is like so unrealistic because Luz has been like, okay, there's only one thing to do. Cover me with your dress. And she like goes in with her hand and then Rachel's like just standing in front of her and when Rob like, comes over, it's like anyone can see that she's got her arm in the punch. Like you're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
But Rob's obsessed with himself and he's just talking about gross things, I don't know, and so...
Yeah, he says, what's the color of virgins?
Oh, yeah.
It's the only thing... If I know, heck, the only thing virgin around here is the olive oil.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Thankfully, Luz kind of one-ups him.
And she shakes his hand with her punch hand.
because he says something like...
I hope to see you again.
Or you can call me anything you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, I'm sure I will. And she's like, you hear it squish.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and like, she's like, bye.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
I thought that was so fucking funny.
Yeah. And the scene, because the wedding is, like, kind of the big thing. It's, like, the big thing in the beginning of the movie. And Luz goes home as... Rachel is making her speech, mm-hmm. and so that's this whole foreshadowing thing where she's talking about falling in love and being with your best friend and all that stuff.
And it's true.
Meanwhile, Luz just walks off into the sunset.
Yeah, goes back to her apartment and goes asleep.
Her life, not her... What was the thing her friend said?
Yeah, her like life.
Her like life.
Which I really loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that line. It's so great.
Luz is pretty great. And Luz's mom is also maybe my favorite character.
Yeah. But going back to the best friend thing, like, I truly believe that Heck and Rachel are, like, best friends.
Yeah, for sure. Or at least Rachel thought, this is what it's like to be in love.
Yeah, because this is what you're supposed to be. Yeah.
I think Heck... is pretty straight and was, like, actually in love.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. And I think, like, Rachel definitely loved him.
Mm-hmm,
and
for sure.
Loved lots of aspects about him. I'm sure she even, like, loved having sex with him sometimes. Maybe all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, like...
Well, not all the time, because eventually she kind of doesn't want to anymore. It kind of seems like. And then she gets lesbian porn.
Yeah, that's...
I'm skipping ahead so much. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. But that's... No, that's... that's absolutely true. And she's like, yeah, I don't really want to have sex with you very much. And yeah, because he asks if she's pregnant and all that stuff. There are multiple times in this movie where she kind of, like, turns him down.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really make a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. But he's like, oh, no, it's my fault. So sorry. I've been so busy.
Yeah.
Like, we're both so tired or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I think, maybe Rachel just thought that this is what you're supposed to do when you've been dating for this many years. And I'm sure she was getting a ton of pressure from her family, too. I can see her
mom. Oh, yeah. Well, her mom's always asking, like, when she's going to have kids and stuff like that.
Yeah. I really dislike the mom. She really irritates me. I don't like the way she talks to her daughters, especially her youngest.
Yeah.
I don't like the way she talks to her husband. I think she's an asshole to him. Because he's aloof, but he's sweet most of the time.
And it's kind of sad when he tells Rachel about how if her mother ever found someone who, like, could really show her love, then she would leave him in a second, and who would he be to argue?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
And then, like, yeah.
And she's standing right there.
Yeah, and she realizes, like, wow, I'm kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just don't show your love very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, a couple days after the wedding, Rachel goes into Luce's mm-hmm. flower shop called Flowered Up.
Talk about all of Luce's customers? I wrote them down.
There's
one lady who is, her first customer is, she's like asking for a bouquet that's like, it says, sorry, he's dead, but not that sorry.
And he was a dog, and you shouldn't have loved him more than
me. And then there's the lady who's like, I'm telling my boyfriend that we're going to have a baby. Isn't that great? Oh, shit, he's going to hate me. And then she just, like, starts crying and, like, falls over. Then there's this guy who's, like, the last chance flower guy. He's,
oh
like,
God.
Looking for his last chance flower. And he ends up with this cactus that looks just
like
a penis.
Penis.
And then there's, like, the guy who wants a breakup plant.
Ugh. That guy's a dick.
Yeah, so many gross guys in this movie.
Yeah, so many gross guys.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll just take one flower.
Yeah, like, why would you break up with someone that way? Like, why would you?
And he also says, I don't care what she thinks of me. And I'm like, why are you even bothering buying flowers then?
Yeah, why are you
fucking
bothering?
Fucking weirdo.
Like, why? What kind
She's
of
better off without you.
Yeah, you fucking narcissist. That you want someone else to, like, have this thing to remember you by. Like, they're not already going to remember all the shitty things you probably did and all the feelings that they have about you. Oh, my God. What a dick. But, yes.
Yeah.
Customers are funny.
Yeah. They're funny in the worst way and the best way.
Yeah.
But I do love that her shop is called Flowered Up. It's pretty funny.
Is there supposed to be, like, a connotation or something?
I don't know. I just feel like flowers, they're, like, symbols of vaginas a lot.
Oh my God. Yes. I didn't even think of that. But I'm thinking maybe like, I'm thinking like something up is like a phrase or something maybe in England. I don't know what that's talking
maybe.
About. But anyway.
That could be.
It's a cute little shop. And
yeah, it's very sweet, very pretty. I would buy flowers there.
Oh yes, I would too. She's got a good gig going there.
Mm-hmm. She's also good at arranging flowers.
She's so good.
Which I guess she should be.
It's her job.
It's her job.
Yeah, so Rachel goes there just seemingly out of the blue and just asks her to dinner.
Yeah, which is really funny. Well, I guess, so at the wedding, Coop is like obsessed with trying to get Luce to go out with him like from the second he sees her.
Yeah.
Before he even talks to her.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps being like, I get this vibe that she really likes me. And I think...
What a tone deaf
that's,
bastard.
Yeah, totally. And that's, like, I think Rachel's excuse to go get Luce. Because I think...
It's a double date.
Exactly.
It's not weird if I just have this random girl over my house if I also have...
The one I fell in love with at my wedding just by looking at her and barely talking to her.
Yeah. If I just have, like, you know, my best friend's best... I mean, my husband's best friend over, it's totally fine.
Yeah. Set them up, it'll be great. And then maybe they'll get married and then we can just have our secret lesbian love
affair.
She invites her over to dinner.
Yep. They go over, she goes over to dinner. Luce brings her flowers, and it's...
Beautiful flowers.
And it's Rachel's favorite.
Most gorgeous bouquet ever.
Like, that bouquet wouldn't even fit in my room.
Yeah. Luckily, their apartment is, like, three floors and, like...
Oh, my God, it's
has a spiral staircase and, like, all this stuff. But anyways, her favorite flower, lilies.
Of course. She just knew.
She just knew.
But then again, she just did her wedding, which I didn't pay attention, but I'm sure I had a ton of lilies.
I'm sure. I didn't pay attention
either. Which cost a fucking fortune, by the way.
Yeah.
Loaded.
Yeah. As we know, they don't want for money.
Mm-hmm. The dinner's super awkward.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Luce comes out to Heck when Rachel's, like, in the other room or something. She doesn't hear it. And... That makes it kind of awkward where, like,
it's like
Rachel's still trying to set up Coop with Luce. And Heck is like, just so you know, but he doesn't really get it out.
Yeah, it's, like, right before Coop
yeah.
shows up, and she's like, oh, Coop is here.
Yeah. It's like, okay,
and,
great.
And Hex's like, yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. But also just like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're just going to go with it.
I do really like that Luce is like not bothered by the fact that she's gay and no one else is really either. Like,
yeah.
her mom is totally cool with it. Like, you never see that be a struggle for her, which is nice.
Yeah, never. Like, she has her token gay friend, Edie.
Oh,
but then
God.
Everyone else in her life is, I don't know, relatively straight. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Everyone that we see her
everyone
interact
that we
with,
see, yeah.
which is not a lot.
No.
But yeah, they have this debate at the dinner table about love at first sight, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, super awkward because basically Rachel goes on this, like, really sweet, you know, she has this really sweet monologue about how, like, you give it a chance
mm-hmm.
and you just whatever. Like, you basically that you have to try.
Yeah.
And the boys are like, oh, I agree with her.
Yeah.
And then Luce is like,
I'm with her.
Yeah.
Which just made me think of Hillary Clinton. Anyways. Yeah. And Luce is like, no, it's like love at first sight.
Yeah. I don't agree. You know right away. And Rachel gets so defensive. She's like, what do you mean? If no one has those things, it means they're not in love. Mm-hmm. Like, clearly she's like super upset.
Yeah.
And it strikes a chord with her.
Yeah. And then the boys are like, actually, I'm with her. Meaning like Luce.
Yeah. So, and then it's like super awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, like, this flirt, like, level of flirtation later on when they go up to the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Or Luce just kind of, like, walks
Luce
up there.
Luce just goes up there with an umbrella and sits in the rain. It's like, what the heck are you doing, dude?
Rando girl. Yeah, she's like, bye. I'm done with
yeah.
this party.
Yeah. Well, I can't really blame her.
Yeah, they have this, like, little, like, flirtatious thing
yeah.
on the roof, and it's cute, but also, like, I don't know. Not, like, forced or anything, but it's just, like, it's just so awkward. And, like, it reminds me of being a teenager, I guess. It's
yeah.
Like, or, like, your first interaction mm-hmm. and, like, on a date with someone or something like that. And mm-hmm. you want to flirt, but you're not really sure how.
Mm-hmm.
it's, like, yeah, super awkward. So, after that, and I brought this up anyway, it's, like, they, I mean, I brought this up before, but, like, what's his name? Cooper.
Coop.
And Luce go out for coffee.
Yeah.
And I thought that, like I said, I thought that scene was, like, it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there are parts to it that kind of made me cringe. Like when I said Wait. Vegetarian.
Oh, my God.
But Luce seems to think he's so funny.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know.
You're better than that, Luce.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I think... I can't remember if this was soon after that. I think it was. But my favorite scene in the movie, except maybe for the last scene, the grocery store
scene. Store scene, yes.
The best.
Yes, the supermarket scenes are the
iconic
best.
Scene.
Oh, my God. That.
Are you gay? Am I gay? I'm ecstatic.
I love Edie so much.
Me
I wish,
too.
I wish she were in this movie
I know.
More.
It would have been so great.
Because I... I don't know. There's so many, like, one of the things I don't like about this movie is that,
mm-hmm.
is that I really wish there were more of Luce and Edie's friendship.
Totally.
Because we don't see that a lot, and it's
yeah.
really rare that we get representation of two lesbians who are friends.
Yeah, for sure.
It's mostly just, like, one lesbian meets another lesbian
mm-hmm.
or straight girl until
they're
she's
the
a lesbian.
They're the only lesbians, and they are in love with each other, and or else they're, like...
And then they're in lesbians together.
Yeah. Or they're, to quote Rachel's mom, they're lesbi friends.
They're lesbi friends. They're such lesbi friends.
I love that.
Yeah. So they just, like, bump into each other at the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
And it finally comes out that Luce is gay, and Rachel is like, what?
Yeah.
What the
She's
what?
Like, okay.
Like, oh, these feelings just got, like, real legit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, this is actually maybe a possibility, question mark.
And meanwhile, Edie's like, it's clear that Luce has told Edie about Rachel, because
yeah.
Edie's like, man, that girl is so straight, like,
yeah.
I can't believe you're wasting your time, like, so, she's so straight.
Yeah, It's super funny. And she like rags on her the whole time.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
They're just all really funny. All four of them are really funny in that scene.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then after that is they have, oh no, there's a scene where they're, oh yeah, it's the scene with the elbow from my ass scene.
Oh yeah.
So like Rachel gets up, or I believe it's that scene anyway. Rachel gets up from bed and Heck is talking about his boss and how he's like mm-hmm. a fucking misogynist basically, and how he's cheating on his girlfriend this stuff. And then Rachel says maybe he doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
And Heck says, well, he should figure it out before someone gets hurt.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, you're a good person. I think she says that to him.
Yeah.
Or he's like, why are you looking at me? And she's like,
yeah, you're a good person.
You're a good person.
Yeah. It's true. He is.
Yeah,
he's a sweet guy.
Yeah.
And then the school presentation.
Yes.
Okay. What do you feel about that?
I feel it is a, it fits squarely in the rom-com like formula.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely lit.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, H is giving a presentation about space, which
but so she funny.
Says that space is like however many million light years away, and I'm like, space is space. Like, I think you're talking about stars.
Specific
places in space. But anyway, she's cute. So she's like shining this spotlight around. And Luce is there because apparently at some point she helped H do her project.
Yeah, H loves her.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just like, also like, where was that scene? Like,
yeah.
What,
like, did you just like go over to her house? Like what?
I'm sure H's mom was like, oh, yeah, this rando lady. Oh, yeah, I remember you from the wedding.
Right.
Like, what?
I don't know. Well, it's funny because Luce just like suddenly becomes friends with that whole family, kind of. She's just like,
oh, hey.
Yeah, which is, being the florist for the wedding is, like, kind of an interesting way to, like, become best friends with an entire family, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess it could happen.
Yeah, it's not like she planned the whole wedding. She was just, like, there for a second.
Yeah. So, anyway, so they're sitting in this classroom where H is giving her presentation, and Rachel has this fantasy where in reality, she's, like, staring at Luce.
Yeah.
But in her head, she is, like, touching Luce's hair and, like, about to kiss her. And then the lights go on. And she gets jolted out of it.
So it's, you're right. It's, like, one of those classic rom-com moments mm-hmm. where it's just, like, the fantasy element. And it's, like, this is what this one person really, really wants and what they see.
Yeah.
Their deepest desires.
Yeah.
Also, I want to shout out to any of my Bad Girls fans.
Bad Girls?
The woman playing, or the woman who plays Crystals in this movie as H's teacher. Bad Girls is a British prison drama from the late 1990s to early 2000s, and I'm obsessed with it so much.
Okay.
If we were talking about TV shows, too, that'd be the first one I'd talk about. But that would take five.
It's going
ever.
On my list.
I have the first season. You can.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. It's pretty good. Anyway, I always like love seeing other people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, and that's so common in British stuff. You're like, oh my god, you're on this, you're on that.
Canadian stuff.
Oh,
like
Canadian,
we talked about with Below Her Mouth. I was like, I know all these people from all the TV shows that I watch.
Oh, there are five actors in Canada.
Yeah. Tatiana Maslany is four of them.
Four of them. Accurate. and then porn happens in this movie.
Oh, I was like, what? But yeah, you don't see the porn.
No, you
but
don't
it's
see
pretty
it,
funny
you
anyway.
You can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel looks so very confused when she's watching.
I also like the fact that it's called George's Bush.
Bush. And she tries
and also,
to
when she rents it, the lady who also is clearly a queer of some kind. She's like, trust me, you really want to see this one.
And she winks at her.
She calls the person who has it and is like, hey, can you bring it down here? I need you to like give it to this other person. It's like, when has that ever happened in a video store?
And like, there's actually not like another good lesbian porn on those shelves.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I kind of believe it, but
I mean, good lesbian porn is pretty hard to come by.
I'm sure.
Even Below Her Mouth doesn't qualify. Just kidding. Anyway.
Yeah, so Heck walks in on the porn.
Yeah, and Rachel, like, she tries to hide it.
Yeah, and she hides it enough. Like, yeah. He just, like, goes to the movies, and he's like, oh, hey, look at this one. It's porn.
Yeah. And then he suggests they watch it because he's like, you know, it's been a little, what does he say, dry.
Basically, yeah, like, it's been a while since they've had sex. And then when Rachel's like, oh, actually, that stuff doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
Or whatever, when clearly she was, like, she wasn't, like, calm. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but she also didn't look like she was turned on. She looked confused.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, she does look confused.
Which makes sense, because I feel like if you're trying to figure out, like, what lesbians do for sex, like, don't watch a porn.
Yeah, just do it. And then whatever comes naturally.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Just, like, read about it or something. Like,
yeah.
Because most porn is made by men, and it's, like...
For men.
For men.
Yeah.
And it's, like, not... realistic.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so she's definitely, like, confused.
Yeah,
she's just like,
which makes sense.
Do I have to do this?
Yeah. It's like, what is this?
Yeah, so it doesn't really turn her on. I mean, I'm sure it did a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, but she looked mostly confused.
Yeah, she's literally, like, on her... She's just, like, sitting there on the floor, and she has her head cocked, like, what?
Like, kind of frowning a little, like, what's happening?
It is really funny.
Yeah.
And then there's, let's see, Guy Fawkes Day makes an appearance in this film, Bonfire Day.
Oh.
I assume.
I didn't know what it was. I was like, why are they having a huge bonfire? It's like, it can't be 4th of July. That's not a thing.
It's 4th of July.
They just celebrate 4th of July in England, I'm sure.
Fuck the Americans.
They're like, yes, thank God we got rid of them in 1776.
And that's another, this is, like, the whole, like, awkward part in the movie. There's, like, so many awkward parts of this movie.
There really are.
But Bonfire Night is, like, peak awkward to
me. I agree.
I hate it. Sometimes I just fast forward through it because I can't stand it. Except
it's not really important to me.
I go to the parts with Luce and H. I think they're so funny.
Yeah, except it's...
it's funny in a not funny way because it's still, like, H is... homophobic.
Yeah.
And she's had those ideals. You know, she's grown up with them.
Yeah.
Specifically.
It's not her fault. She's not aware of it, but
specifically, like, she just says to Luce, I can't wait until you get a boyfriend. And Luce is like, yeah, you can actually.
Yeah.
And they have a conversation and
Luce is like, you know, I think I would like to be with one person for the rest of my life, but I think that person would be a woman. And H is like, oh, I understand. My best friend is, like, Natalie, and I would rather spend my life with her than any boy. And then she goes, but it doesn't mean you're a lesbian or anything.
Yeah, and, like, Luce laughs at it, but it's like...
And I'm like, oh...
Actually, you should be like, but I am!
Yeah, like, maybe use this as a teaching opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like H would have been receptive to that.
Oh, yeah.
She's a super curious kid, like...
She's definitely a Ravenclaw. She'd be up for that.
Yeah. And she's just, like, hanging out with this boy, and it's supposed to be, like, really cute that they're, like...
Love at first sighting.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're, like, 8 years old. Like, why?
It's kind of... H's character, like, I love that she's so silly, but she also... I don't know. In the whole, like, story arc, she's supposed to play this, like... You know, pure version of love at first sight. And it's like, but she's a child.
Yeah.
And, like, it's awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward. And she also, well, this is kind of jumping ahead to the end, but when Rachel and her parents and Luce's mom are, like, going to chase down Luce, who's leaving, H doesn't want to come. And instead, she, like, goes to buy candy for Heck and, like, finds him on the roof. And for some reason, like, she has to be the one to, like, comfort him. It just seems a little weird to me. Like,
it's
not really bad necessarily, but, I mean, it makes sense that she would feel close to him because he's been a part of the family for a long time. She really likes him. He's really great with her. But, like, it's just weird that her parents are like, oh, yeah, you can just stay home. And then she just, like, goes over...
She's a super neglected child.
Yeah. And she can fend for herself in a lot of ways. But
of course. But it's like, why didn't the parents be like, okay, stay here? And she's like, no, I'm just going to, like, wander the streets and go to
Go buy
Heck's
candy
house.
And make sure Heck feels okay.
Yeah, it's like weird. She's playing this adult role that she shouldn't be.
Yeah.
For her age. I don't know. I have a lot of mixed emotions about that character. Yeah, and while I love this movie to death, there are some problematic elements to it. That and the whole, like, why does Luce feel okay just, like, laughing at, like, Coop and laughing at that joke from H? And there's, like, just slightly weird homophobic, misogynistic shit. And it's just, like,
It kind of just, like, right, exactly. Like, it just kind of reinforces the messaging that, like, oh, this is actually just a joke in a way.
Yeah, and it's not.
No.
Okay, let's talk about their date.
The date.
That's what I call it.
The date where they touch each other's stomachs a lot. Or, well, that's not entirely true. They go to a soccer game. Or football, if you're the rest of the world. And Rachel's, like, heckling. First of all, they have really good seats. Like, how did they get so... Well, actually... You're right. That was a dumb question.
No, you're right.
They have all the money.
You brought it up.
I know. But I didn't think about it in this instance.
Yeah, they're like third row.
Yeah.
What?
So Rachel's like heckling, and Luce says, "You have to be more forceful with your heckling so that they really hear you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she like
shrill.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like that line either. She's like, "You're really shrill when you yell like that," and I was like, "Ooh."
That's a word used by men to like yell at their wives.
Also,
to, like,
the title of Lindy West's amazing essay collection, which you should definitely read and listen to on audio.
Done.
Just so you know. Anyway, Luce decides, or well, Luce teaches Rachel how to shout really loud.
Yeah.
By, like, there's, like, three steps or something. It's, like, something in her stomach and then...
Her diaphragm.
Expanding her diaphragm and then making her mouth into a cathedral. But it works, and she yells, "You're a wanker number nine!"
Which is,
and it, like, echoes through the whole city.
And everyone's looking at her like, what?
So ridiculous.
And thus the lesbian mating call was...
Yes!
Was created.
And it remains the mating call to this day.
Oh, yes. That's what I do.
Yeah. You're a wanker number nine.
Number nine!
And then, is it after that that they go dancing? The Dance Dance Revolution thing?
Love-hate this scene.
Me too.
Because so I was crazy. That fucking nerd who had DDR at home.
Oh,
and
man.
I loved playing DDR.
This
I
was is like, also a very even, early 2000s
This is
scene.
So early 2000s. And, like, they're not even playing DDR right. And I was like, can you guys, like, not be cutesy about this shit? Like, you're not even hitting the things. It's on, like, demo mode. You're not even playing. Just like those little inaccuracies really bug me. I was like, I don't even care that this is so cute. It's killing me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like sickly sweet kind of.
Oh yeah. They have a whole dance routine. It makes me think like, was this like super popular when they were kids? Like this song was super popular when they were kids.
Yeah. They know what they're doing as if they practiced it for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. It's cute.
It is cute.
And then they walk home and talk about flowers.
And then we learn what lilies mean.
Yeah, which apparently means what?
It's like, I dare you to love me.
Which I really doubt that.
I doubt that, too.
I fucking doubt that.
They made that up for sure.
They defo did.
But whatever, it works for the movie.
Luce is so smooth, she made it up on the spot.
Yeah.
She was like, all right, this is my chance. I gotta see if this girl's in.
Yeah.
If she's down to clown.
Yeah. And then they almost... I thought it was funny because they walked up to Rachel's door. And Rachel's like, this is me. And I'm like, dude, she knows she's been there like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But then they almost kiss, and then, like, some headlights land on them for a second, and then she's like, gotta go.
Yeah. Rachel just kind of ducks in.
Mm-hmm.
Luce kind of, like, is
yeah, it's
surprised.
Definitely initiated by Rachel.
Yeah, and then she's like, okay, gotta go, bye.
Yeah.
And just kind of goes, and I can only imagine, like, how much stress, anxiety she must have felt. Yeah,
Rachel's really confused at this moment where she's like realizing that she's got feelings for this woman and that maybe she's gay or maybe she's bisexual or whatever,
something.
Queer.
Yeah,
but
definitely into Luce at this point.
Yeah, definitely into Luce.
And doesn't know how to handle it. So much so that the next day, she just barges into Luce's flower shop.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, whatever this is, it has to stop. I don't know what's going on. And naturally, she storms out and then storms back in and they make out.
Like, immediately storms right back in. They start making out. It's really cute. They're in the sunlight.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. You get a really great shot of Lena Headey's tramp stamp.
Oh, yes.
Not Lena Headey. Luce. I assume they just put it on the character.
No, I think it... No.
Is it really her tattoo?
She has a ton of tattoos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She has a ton.
Oh.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, I love her tattoos. I think they're really cute. Not the tramp stamp one.
I don't know what they are. there's
one, like, she has an armband that's really pretty. Cool. And then one on her back.
I'll have to look at
the pictures. She's gotten, obviously, more since then. But mm-hmm. I remember, like, I think there's, like, a lotus or something. It's just, they're pretty.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, I'm a fan of tattoos in general.
Yes.
The tramp stamp,
but. Again.
No shade to anyone who has tramp stamp.
Very of the time of this movie.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Still very
much.
Very popular.
Sometimes I wonder, like, in 20 years, like, what am I gonna think of my tattoos? No regrets.
No regrets. yeah, and it's just like, it's super emotional, and of course, of fucking course, Heck walks in.
Yeah, like right then.
Yeah, and he has to have this whole conversation with Luce about how, like, something's wrong with Rachel.
He wants to get flowers for her because he's, like, scared that something's wrong.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And then Rachel's, like, really sad because she hears the whole thing. She, like, runs away.
Yeah. They have this really intense conversation in a park, and it's so sad. And the thing that I liked, and again, to talk about below her mouth, that was, like, an exact opposite, was Luce says, like, just tell me to go away and you won't see me again.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, if you're not comfortable with this, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they, basically, they say their goodbyes because Rachel doesn't say it in so many words, but she's like, I can't do this. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. It's not. It's not the right time for them.
Yeah.
So sad.
It's only a couple more days, though. Then it's the right time.
Oh, yeah. Then it's the right time. Then it works itself out.
Yeah.
Know. Lesbians.
Lesbians.
Oh, my God. But what am I... favorite scenes
and are you talking about the park scene?
No.
Oh, I love that scene.
But I feel like such a dick thinking of this because there's like right after the park scene where they have that like heated discussion, there's this really sad music playing and they like pan to like or they go to like Luce and they go to Rachel and they're all sad. And Luce is just standing looking out her flowers. Flowered up and she's just like,
oh yeah,
kill me.
Yeah.
And she looks so fucking depressed.
Aww,
I die.
Well, I was thinking not of that park scene where they had the intense conversation, but when Rachel tried to get Heck to like come out at night and like have sex with her in the woods or something.
Yeah, that was like before that.
Oh, it was before that.
Yeah.
And then they found these gay guys in the bushes. It was so
Michael
funny.
And Michael.
Yeah, like, and they were like, they just were like really pleasant. They were just like exchanging pleasantries and like, hey, how are you? Like shaking each other's hands, just being like,
so weird.
Just being like, oh, you're out here to have sex too. Okay, cool. Yeah,
cool.
How long have you guys been married? Yeah, we just met today.
It's just like
really funny.
Yeah, it's super awkward.
Yeah,
it goes from funny to awkward really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, oh, this is the comedy part of this rom-com.
Yeah,
and then suddenly it's like Rachel and Heck are really like self-conscious about what's going on.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh fuck, like what the hell are we doing? Where are we? Like, this isn't us. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So all of this has made Heck kind of realize, you know, there is something wrong with Rachel. Something's really bugging her.
Mm-hmm.
She's not intimate with him anymore in a sexual or even just like a physical way. Like, she's just kind of
she doesn't
distancing.
Really talk to him.
And he's really busy too. He's been
at his soul sucking job.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Mm.
And he's sick of it. He's so tired. So they're under a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So what's natural than a family get together? And the one I'm thinking of in particular is Rachel's birthday.
Yeah.
This scene's so difficult.
Yeah.
Because there's so much I hate about it. One, it's like tension makes me anxious. Rachel's mom gets her this book that is how to be a domestic goddess. gross.
And it's like, ugh, cringe.
And she says, there's a chapter about cooking with children. I was like, can this woman just fucking go away?
Like, I know a child. Her name's H, and she's right there. You could cook with her. Or just, like, maybe model a better way of being a human being.
You know what? I do love Luce's mom.
Me too. I love her so much.
I haven't talked to her enough.
Yeah, she's so great.
Yeah. She's just, like, she's so supportive of her daughter, mm-hmm. and, like...
They're supportive of each other.
That's true. They really
are.
It's
really nice.
Yeah, Luce wants the best for her mom. Mm-hmm. We don't really know exactly what happened, but we know Luce's dad is no longer in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like... She says when he left you, but we don't know if it's... I assume it's because, like, he left her mm-hmm. for someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe he passed away. I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
Don't know.
Yeah, we know that she's heartbroken. And Luce really wants her to find love. And when Luce is going through all this internal struggle, her mom helps her.
Yeah.
And it's so cute.
Yeah. They are really sweet.
Yeah, it's interesting to have those two different sets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Rachel's birthday party that she comes out to her family.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. Because she's like, there's someone... else I'm in love with or something like that. Mm. And Giles' dad basically tells her to follow her heart. And so they go to the flower shop to try and find Luce, but they find Luce's mom.
Yeah.
Because Luce has decided, is she going on like a long vacation or something?
That's what she tells H.
Okay.
She calls H
yeah,
and tells
yeah,
her,
right.
like, I can't bring you to the wherever because
yeah.
I'm deciding to go on holiday.
Yeah. So,
random.
Luce's mom is just gonna take over the shop while she's gone, so she's the one who's in there, and then they all get in the car and, like, try to find Luce, who's on her way to the airport, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's a huge traffic jam because
the plot made them.
Yeah, because the plot made them.
The plot made them get together, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so, of course, the song, Imagine Me and You, the iconic one that you will hear in the film, is sung by this, what would you call him, like a courier?
Yeah, he's like a bicycle courier.
Yeah, and basically both the women hear it,
mm-hmm.
And specifically Rachel, and she was like, oh, I just heard that song.
Yeah.
Like, she's here. She's here in this fucking traffic
jam.
Yeah,
she heard it through the phone when she called this. So then she gets up on top of the car. And it's like, and then she uses her
lesbian mating call.
Her lesbian mating call, her diaphragm, and her cathedral mouth. And she yells, "You're a wanker number 9."
And Luce hears it.
And Luce hears it, and she gets out, and then they run towards each other.
Running.
They just run in their bell bottoms and their baby doll t-shirts and their scarves and their sweaters.
Running.
Running, running, and then they. Catch each other.
And they hold each other's faces.
They do a lot of face holding. They
and
do
then,
some kissing
and
as
they
well.
And they do smooching.
Smooching.
Gay smooching.
The gay smooching. And
that
that's why this film's rated R.
Fuck that.
But it's really cute and has a happy ending, which is so rare.
Yes, it is very cute. I remember, like... I mean, there's a reason why I feel like every lesbian I meet is like, oh, Imagine Me and You.
Yeah.
I love that movie because it's so cute.
No one died.
Yeah. It has
no one ended up with their, like, settling for their straight relationship or whatever.
Yeah. It has its flaws,
oh,
obviously.
For sure.
Don't get me wrong, but I think it was...
We've talked
it's
about
definitely,
that.
Yeah, it's definitely a product of its time.
Oh, yeah.
But, God, like... We're scraping at the bottom of the barrel here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we want one thing, no one to die.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it.
Yeah. But then the post-credits part was also real weird.
You think?
Well, specifically Heck on the plane with that other woman. Because, I don't know. I mean, it definitely fits with the movie and, like, what the movie was up until that point.
They needed to wrap it up and make everyone happy in
that's
end.
True. It was just so... I don't know.
It was weird.
I was like, well... And then Coop had a baby, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, like, what girl did he meet that he knocked up and he was happy about?
Why is she trusting him with a child?
Yeah. Actually, we don't even know if there's a woman in the picture, but,
no,
like,
we
I
don't.
Doubt that he, like, adopted a baby or whatever the hell.
Yeah, that would be really out of character.
So, yeah, that is specifically out of character. The thing I thought that Coop's conversation with the girl on the plane was
Hex conversation?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Hex conversation was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it was just so weird when he looked right into the camera at the end, just like with that weird little smirk. I was like, what the heck?
Fourth wall,
like, why?
Yeah, the girl, though, that he talks to and clearly, like, hooks up with on the plane.
Yeah, because they have a 24-hour flight to hook up.
Boning.
Which, by the way, I'm sorry.
I would not want to do that.
I would never even consider having sex on an airplane. Those bathrooms are so small, and they're disgusting.
I can't even fit myself in one.
I know. And they're covered in people's, like, pee. It's so nasty. I would never
covered
do that.
Pee?
And pee. And poo.
So much garbage.
So much human liquid. Disgusting. I would never.
That's funny. The last time I was on a plane and I used the bathroom, the mirror wasn't fully closed. And, like, we hit some turbulence. Of course, when I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
it that's fucking when it flung happens.
Open. And I was like, ah! There's just, like, tissues in my face.
The mirror opened in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Because it holds, like, tissues and other, toiletry things.
Huh.
But anyway, I, like...
Actually, I'm surprised. It didn't look like they were in first class. I guess he did quit his job.
He did.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had enough to put a camera in there. It looked like some leg room.
Yeah. But first class, like, never has three seats across.
No, you're right.
Even though they had an extra seat in the middle.
Empty seat to bone in.
To bone in and to house Hex books. He was like, can I put these here? She's like, sure.
Of course. Whatever. She was like...
My books need their own seat. Sorry.
She was really, like, nerdy.
Yeah.
And cute.
She was totally cute. But I was like, what? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you putting
on to him? I think it's honestly just, like, they need to wrap up the movie.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And have everyone be happy. And, of course, we have the wonderful scene of Moose and Rachel having coffee in the park.
It's fall, which is the best season in the world.
And they're cold, but they're all, like, cuddled.
They're cold, but it's nice.
And it's nice.
They've got their early aughts sweaters on.
Oh, so good.
Their knit
and they're
scarves.
They're so British.
They're so British.
I love
even
it.
Even though I'm pretty sure, at least Piper Perabo is not British.
No, she's American.
Is Lena Headey?
Yeah.
She is?
Yeah. I think everyone in that movie is British except for Piper Perabo.
Oh.
Go figure. Though her accent isn't that bad.
No, it's not.
It's pretty good.
I didn't think about it really when I was watching it, which is a good sign.
Yeah. She had a good dialect coach. It was good. But then again, I'm sure someone from Britain will be like, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Pure garbage. Anyway, I love this movie. It'll always have a special place in my heart.
For sure.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's so nice.
It was definitely the first lesbian thing I saw that had a happy ending.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. But it's getting better.
Getting
better.
It's not the last one, thank God.
Yeah. First, not last.
Yeah. We definitely need more rom-coms. A lot of people said what this movie was missing was sex, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it was fine.
I don't think every movie has to have
sex
necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think it should. It kind of, I mean, obviously, humans can be sexual creatures.
Yeah.
Lesbians are sexual creatures, but that doesn't mean that everything has to be sexual, and it has to be a representation of sex.
Yeah.
I think this was just a cute little rom-com, and it served its purpose.
Yes.
I didn't do any research for, like, articles or anything like that because everything was so old.
Yeah.
But I was just like, whatever. I used, like, the best thing I found was from After Ellen, like, when it first came out, and I was just like... I feel like it's not adding to any of the conversation.
No, it was mostly just like, yay, a lesbian movie that no one died.
Yeah, which they no offense to whoever wrote that, but it was just like, coming from it now, 12 years later, 12, 13 years later.
Oh my God.
Depending on whenever it was made.
Yeah.
you're just like, we obviously are coming from a different place, so.
Mm-hmm.
We know more. We are hashtag woke.
I think we're hashtag waking. That's what I heard. I heard someone talking about, because, being woke isn't, like, a steady state. I feel like you always have to...
That's true. And probably as white people, you can't.
Oh, yeah. You can't ever, like, be fully woke. But I don't think anyone can ever be fully woke because we're always learning shit. And everything's always changing.
Are we all Ravenclaws? I'm not.
I don't know what I am.
Anyway, sorry. I'll bring up Harry Potter anywhere. At any time. Anyway, tell me your house.
email your house.
Yeah, email your house to galpalswatch@gmail.com. You can check us out on Instagram at galpalswatch and Tumblr at galpalswatchthepodcast.
All spelled out.
All spelled out?
The podcast.
The podcast. All spelled out. Yeah, sorry.
Yes.
I was like, spelled out what? Oh, sorry. Do you want me to spell it? Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah,
we really appreciate you guys. Yay.
Yay.
Have a great day.
We'll be back with more movies.
Woo.
Woohoo.
Bye.
Bye.